Pride pandering, left goes full woke for Pride Month, we are joining our LGBTQIA2+ partners. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2022. The Biden administration, corporate media, and various organizations went full woke on the first day of what has been deemed Pride Month. President Joe Biden kicked off the month with a social media post honoring the resilience of LGBTQIA+ people who are fighting to live authentically and freely. We reaffirm that LGBTQIA+ rights are human rights. And we recommit to delivering protections, safety, and equality so everyone can realize the full promise of America, Biden said. Notably, he did not use the acronym embraced by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to LGBTQIA+, therefore excluding two-spirit, asexual, and questioning. The U.S. Marine Corps social media post drew backlash, as it kicked off the first day of Pride Month with a brief statement and image featuring rainbow bullets. Biden's Department of State, as well as several other federal agencies, went all in on celebrating as well. June is hashtag Pride Month. For over 50 years, people around the world have come together to celebrate, promote, and fight for the human rights of LGBTQIA+ persons. The department proudly supports LGBTQIA+ persons around the world, it wrote, posting an image of the Progress Pride flag. Pride Month is about celebrating the right of every American to be proud, love openly, and live authentically. Happy Pride. The Democrats wrote with a graphic reading Happy Pride Month repeatedly. When we're recognized and accepted for who we are, our communities are stronger for it, Starbucks wrote in a post, largely focusing on transgender inclusion. During hashtag Pride Month, we're joining our LGBTQIA2+ partners, employees, in supporting a trans equality, who advocate for the acceptance and understanding of transgender people, the company added. More.